Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Hey everyone, Jill here. Just wanted to pop on before the episode officially kicks off to let you know we recorded this in advance of the pandemic announcement. So we just wanted to take a moment off the top to wish you well. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying close to home. And thank you for tuning in. Hopefully this offers a little reprieve from the overwhelming news cycle right now. Take care. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Carlene.
Hi.
So I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn.
I'm Carlene Higgins.
And our show, we're all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments at Breaking Beauty Podcast. And, you know, I guess once a month, we're really challenging ourselves to do these like really in-depth review episodes because there's so many things on the market. And frankly, you guys are blowing up our DMs asking us to try so many different things.
Yeah. Well, that's what we offer as editors. We get sent a lot of products and we have relationships with publicists, so we're able to try them. But at the end of the day, and I think from the very beginning of our show, we really want to help you edit your purchases. So it's not just like, I hate that when you see it on a blog and it's like 21 pore strips that are guaranteed to, you know, minimize your pores. It's like 21. How's that an edit?
Yeah. It's not helpful.
It's not helpful, right? So in our last episode, I think we tested about 50 products to whittle it down to our top 10 spring finds.
Yes.
And today I'm really excited because we're covering a category that we really haven't covered much in the show's history.
Yeah. So we're covering hair tools today and specifically hot hair tools. So everything from flat irons to hair dryers and some like outliers and some new trendy products. And I think there's just been a lot of innovation in this particular category that has been quite frankly dormant for a little while.
Yeah, it's true. So I feel like when it comes to hair tools, it's like you won't see an innovation for a long time. Like if you think about hair dryers, they've been the same since back in the day when it used to be those salon helmets. And then all of a sudden, like Dyson will pop up out of nowhere and just like reinvent the whole category. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it really is. You and I were supposed to be in New York together last week.
That's right.
And we were going to be there for the top secret global launch. Mm-hmm. Of the new Dyson hair tool.
That's right. That's right. And unfortunately, they did cancel to be cautious and in all fairness. And we were also supposed to go to another skincare event that was canceled. We are now starting to see the impact in Toronto.
Yeah.
I just got my first email this morning that a media event was being canceled due to the threat of the coronavirus. So we are ever more grateful for technology.
Yes.
And we will continue to gather information via our inboxes and we will continue to help deliver all the newness and the tips and the knowledge that we try to deliver every week through our microphone. Listen, if you can't go to a big event with 1,000 people, you still want your hair to look good and coiffed for, you know, a gathering in your living room.
Well, not only that, I think even if you're sitting at home alone on your couch, you will feel infinitely better if you're having a great hair day. And that's like pretty much scientifically proven. So we're going to help you get that today. And we're going to go through a whole bunch of different categories, like I mentioned, from these blow dry brushes to flat irons to hair dryers. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of got the whole gamut in front of us. And we've tested a ton more than we're going to talk about today. But we just want to deliver those damn good finds to you.
And some newsmakers that are definitely making a lot of headlines right now. So let's start with the biggest of them all.
Yes.
The Dyson.
Yes.
Now, I know, as we said, weren't able to go to New York for the global launch, but I know that you did go to an intimate gathering here in Toronto yesterday.
Right. So the latest innovation from Dyson is the Dyson Corral Straightener. It's $499 US and $649 Canadian. And this is a straightener, but it does have beveled edges, so you can use it to create S-waves and flat iron waves and that whole thing. So
and she just keeps talking while my jaw is still on the floor because she just said $649 Canadian. Yes. Anyway, continue. I'm gagging.
Okay. So I think it's a good place to start because I think a lot of people do. It is a sticker shock without question. But I will posit this question to anyone out there. It's like kind of like why you would buy a designer bag or a designer jacket or a
just
designer
say it
piece.
My Moncler winter coat, just say it.
A little, no, whatever makes you feel good. But I'm just saying, in general, why do we make those types of purchases? It's for quality, it's for longevity, and it's for performance a lot of the times.
Yeah,
and sometimes a status symbol too.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
It was 7 years in the making, and they invested £25 million into the research and development.
Now Jill's saying pounds because Dyson is out of the UK.
That's right.
I don't know if everyone knows that. Of course, they make my vacuum and your vacuum.
Yes.
But they've also gotten into the hair tools game in recent years.
Yeah. And they even have lighting now too, which is, it's truly so cool. But anyway, this really is a feat of engineering. And I'm going to tell you why. And I think it is that type of product when you pick it up or when you see a picture of it on Instagram, you're like, why does it cost this much? It looks exactly like all my other flat irons
that I have.
What makes this so expensive? What makes it more special? Well, first of all, it's cordless, which is a really big innovation, I think, in this space. And it's a much different cordless than those like Braun butane things we remember from like the back in the day, like our older sisters probably had them. So this actually will give you
Our moms, depending on when you were born. Let's be real.
It actually comes with a charging stand and a cord. One charge will give you 30 to 40 minutes of use.
Okay. So what you can use it with a cord or without.
That's
so it's like you could do either.
Yeah. So it will give you up to 30 minutes of styling, but if you are a person who's forgotten to plug it in and you need to use it, you can plug it in and still use it with the cord on it, which I think will be helpful for professionals that use it as well. So what's really innovative about it is these flex plates, and they're actually made of copper and they don't really move that much when you put your hand on it. And a hot tip that I got from one of the stylists is that in order to get used to using this, he said, use it as like a flat iron to create bends and S waves. He's like, get used to using it with it off so you feel comfortable before it's hot. You know what I mean? Because it does have the battery inside of it, your first impression is that you'll think, you'll feel that it's a little heavier than your typical flat iron.
I certainly did. I felt like it was twice as heavy.
Yeah.
Like real, you know, when you, your arm gets tired when you're blow drying, I was like, oh my God, kill me.
Right. That's what you think. I will tell you from using it, because I used it for the last 24 hours on myself and on my friend, that I certainly didn't have a hand cramp or anything. And the way that it is designed, it's like, it's not like you have to hold it really tight to keep it closed. It's like the weight of it is meant to keep the thing closed.
Okay.
It actually helps you use it.
Got it.
Okay. So that helps.
So you do, I think that is, that's ringing a bell, that you don't have to clamp it and tighten it as much.
Like, it's not like a death grip on it.
Right.
It's
where you're like, straighten, damn it, straighten.
Yeah. So it's called the Corral. And the reason for that is that these copper plates, typically with Jen Atkin, when she, because she helped like weigh in on the design of this and when it was being created, she gave feedback. And she talked about how typically with flat irons, you need control, you need heat, and you need tension to get it to work. So most flat irons on the market rely excessively on heat. mm-hmm. to get the desired look and result, to get your hair to behave how you want it to behave. With this one, they're actually using the control and the tension of the plates to keep your hair in place, and they don't need as much heat to get the job done.
Okay.
So it's actually, when you section your hair, it's corralling it in between the plates and it's not splaying out the edges. So mm-hmm. one long, slow pass over your hair, it will be bone straight, perfectly straight. There was a girl at the event yesterday, Madison, and she was letting everybody basically make rat tails for her because we were like, let's do it on your hair. And she has blonde, spirally curled hair. And literally in one single pass, it was perfectly straight.
Right.
It was
right.
crazy.
So it works on curly hair.
Yeah. It works on all textures of hair.
Okay.
Including Black women. Now, they said that if you do have super coily, tight curls, they are going to tell you to blow dry your hair first and then use this, right? You mm-hmm. don't like... not right after like a rough dry would you use this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it has three different heat settings, 330 degrees Fahrenheit, 365 and 410. And they recommend everybody goes down at least one setting. That's one thing I noticed for sure. I could use it on the very lowest setting where I would normally crank another one up, a straightening iron up to the top setting.
Mm-hmm.
I got a better result. And I think it's using less heat. So over time, your hair is going to be less damaged. It's the plates are actually checking the heat at 100 times per second. So they're never getting too hot. It's this like intelligent heat. So mm-hmm. it's a really highly engineered, highly smart device. But to the naked eye, you're like, why does this cost $650?
Yeah.
But I think once you get it in your hand and you use it, you're like, oh, okay, now I do get it. And I went over to my friend's house the other night, my friend Steph, last night, because I was like, it's one thing to use it on my hair. I have mm-hmm. medium hair, medium textured hair. It's
not particularly curly. Yeah.
It doesn't misbehave a lot. So this was Steph before.
Okay. I'm looking at a picture, kind of frizzy, like she had just taken out her hair or something. She's got some waves and yeah. looks pretty thick.
She's got curly hair, but it is fine, but there's a lot of it and it's mm-hmm. curly. And mm-hmm. so literally I got her to do it herself, and she has long hair that's like down to her mid back. And in one pass, she could keep the whole strand in the straightener the whole way down. And she was like, whoa, that's crazy. She's like, normally by halfway down my shaft, the hair is like kind of escaping out the sides.
Right. Got
and
so it.
So this corrals it down, and then you mm-hmm. can do it in one pass. And just the texture of her hair afterwards was so soft.
Okay, show me the after.
Right.
Oh yeah. That's super smooth.
Sleek. No
How
fridge.
Long did that take?
6 minutes.
Okay. Wow.
Her whole head.
That's impressive.
So
impressive.
And she was commenting on how she felt like the weight of it was doing the work for her.
Okay. Interesting.
So I appreciated that. That was like also for someone who has a different hair texture than me, that also felt like it was less work. She's like, you don't have to press as hard to get the job done, yeah. basically.
So that's the $1 million question. Yeah. Obviously, everyone is going to be clutching their pearls at the price.
Yes.
So it's all about, is it worth the money? Yeah. And I think the answer I'm hearing from you is, if you're the type of person, you're a hardcore hair straightener.
Mm-hmm.
So we know these women. I have friends like this who yep. they fight their texture. They've got curly hair and you'd never know it because they never wear it curly.
Yeah.
And they're just frying their hair
yeah.
with the straightening iron every time they
breakage,
wash.
Breakage, breakage.
You know, yeah. and we know these women. So I feel like this is the product for them
yeah.
where you really need to invest in that long-term health of your hair.
Yeah.
And so that idea that you can straighten it in one pass using less heat, that's the big takeaway.
Yeah. And the design of it is such that this is also another takeaway from Steph using it, where she gets the most curly at the root.
Mm-hmm.
The way that it's designed is that it's cool on the tip
yep.
and it's also cool on the side. So you can get right into your hairline where those little baby hairs are right at the root
yeah.
and you're not getting burned.
Right.
And she was using it on the second setting as well mm-hmm. as I did. So
okay.
you're using less temperature for
yeah,
sure.
Got it.
And getting those results. So
okay.
I think, you know, it is an investment. I am all about a budget find always, but I also do think if you have hair that's processed or curly and you just want to treat it better over time, this will make an absolute difference. And if you're someone who's getting blowouts all the time anyway, like mm-hmm. that's 10 blowouts basically
yeah.
for this.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anyway,
got it.
That's that. That's definitely, our DMs are blowing up for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now,
yep.
speaking of just like trends and where all the new products are coming from, I feel like this type of a flat iron slash styler that can do several looks in one is really popping off. I mean, I know people have been using their straight irons for a long time to do waves and such, but there's just a ton of them coming out right now. Mm-hmm. Also, cordless is another theme you're going to continue to hear about in today's show. So the product that I'm going to focus on now, it's called Lunata, the Cordless Flatiron Styler Plus. It's $185 US and around $250 Canadian. So it's still in that premium price point, but not in, this is like, that was off the charts price point. And Lunata can be found at Best Buy, Urban Outfitters, Holt Renfrew, Ulta, Amazon. It's really kind of blowing up, this brand.
Yeah.
It's Canadian, if
and
I didn't
Dragon's
say that.
Den. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. So Joseph Mimram has invested in this company. If you don't know who he was the founder of Club Monaco ages ago, sold it, Joe Fresh. So I think he's really helping to mentor these two founders, Monica Abramov, I hope I said that right, and Anastasia Boguslavskaya. And so
it's very sexy looking.
It is. It's a very high-end product, but really just to let you know what this entire brand is about, Lunata Beauty. It's all about cordless hair tools that are full size and deliver the heat. They pack the heat of a plug-in styler.
Right.
Okay. So again, I think if you think of these like travel cordless products, it's kind of like these mini stylers that you're getting part of what you want, but not, you're never getting that performance of a plug-in hot tool.
Right.
So that's what these women discovered. And they were like, we want to deliver cordless products that can go up to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. And you're getting exactly what you would get at home. So this particular product, I definitely put to the test because I was on my way to a family event. It was a party, a daytime party. And I'm always running out the door. You know, I'm busy. And so of course I left, my hair was completely undone. My husband was driving and I was sitting in the passenger seat and I busted this thing out, literally unboxed it. I hadn't charged it. I was like, oh my God, please just work on the first charge.
Yeah.
And it did. I was shocked. It uses two removable lithium ion batteries. Just so you know, it takes about 2.5 to 3 hours to fully charge. That's going to give you 45 minutes of use at the highest setting. Mm-hmm. So it was ready to go. There I am in my rear view mirror, just doing these waves. So I started about 2.5 inches down from the root. I usually leave like 1 inch out at the bottom. So I try and get those big waves all around the center. So it's kind of like a beachy look. And I did it. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I was laughing. I'm like, people must be driving by just thinking I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't have any styling products on me. I will tell you that I used a sea salt spray the day before. So that might have helped because honestly, my look stayed for like 3 days.
Yeah. Great.
It was impressive.
And it has like a little silicone-y like sleeve that goes on top. So, yeah, so you can throw it in your purse when you're done.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I just want to shout out the sea salt spray that I used really quickly because this is a brand new line that we have never talked about. It's called Odell. I brought it. Look, how chic is this?
Yeah, very.
This is like top shelf worthy in your bathroom. And what's really great about this new line, Odell, it all came out in January of 2020. It's all at Target.
Yeah.
So the prices are great, but it's so premium looking and it's all clean beauty. It's like 95% naturally derived ingredients. And that's really kind of a white space to find styling products that are kind of in the clean beauty category. So I used the texturizing sea salt spray. I really, really liked it. You guys should check it out. It's like $12.
Yeah. So good. US. By the way, if we didn't mention it, everything we're talking about today is going to be on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. We'll link to all of these exciting finds.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, going back to the cordless flat iron that I used, it has 1-inch floating titanium plates.
And rose gold, right?
Ooh, rose sexy. Gold. It heated up really fast. And because it has these floating plates, which is kind of another buzzword right now, the idea being that it kind of moves slightly. Mm-hmm. So when you clamp your hair down, you're not getting that hard press and that hard dent.
Right.
Okay. Those floating plates allow for a little bit of flexibility to help prevent those dents. And that was one of the big things that I noticed as well, is I didn't have that, because that can often happen when you're using a flat iron to try and get waves or curls, right?
Yeah.
So it was amazing.
I just love that this trend of, first of all, that it actually works. It delivers on the high heat. But then this is the type of thing I would travel with, because when I go to Europe, on more than one occasion, I blasted out a flat iron or a curling iron or
100%.
Whatever.
100%.
So this is going to be a savior.
I've done that so many times. And I actually think that's how they came up with the idea for this product. Mm-hmm. The big claim to fame with this flat iron styler is it's said to be the highest heat battery powered flat iron on the market.
Yeah.
So I think that it's for sure being knocked off. Mm-hmm. I think that the big brands are coming after them quick, but it's kind of funny because they actually knocked themselves off and came out with a diffusion line. It's called Unplugged.
Love it. Love
that's so smart though, right?
Yeah, I love a Canadian success story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably Joe Mamaroneau. He's like, you know what? Club Monaco, Joe Fret, you know. Like,
right?
He's so probably smart. Applying all of the fashion things to
this he's
label.
Like, they're going to knock them off. You go for it.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I want to break from our epic hair tools review episode to chat about the hair care products I'm loving right now in partnership with our friends at Way. First of all, who wants a founder episode on Breaking Beauty podcast featuring Jen Atkin, founder of Way? Let's just put that into the universe. Part of the reason Way has been so successful is because new products are crowdsourced and tested through their thriving social community. Case in point, for the brand new shampoos and conditioners for fine, medium, and thick hair, Way customers said they wanted a simplified hair care routine, all-in-one solutions that would give them their healthiest, most manageable hair yet. I can completely relate. Love the simplicity. Way listened, and this new lineup is completely sulfate-free and color-safe, cruelty-free, and comes in chic and sustainable packaging. Now, personally, I broke all the rules in my shower by using the fine shampoo with a medium conditioner. That's because I have fine hair, but lots of it. So with the fine shampoo, it has chia seed to thicken and keratin to remove the frizz that often comes with volumizing shampoos. And then with the medium conditioner, I was able to get even more softness and shine thanks to the babassu oil and coconut oil ingredients. And I always leave a couple of inches at the top to keep that volume where I don't need as much conditioner. You can shop the new shampoos and conditioners for fine, medium, and thick hair at theway.com. That's theouai.com. And don't forget to use the code BEAUTY for 3 free samples with your order. Who doesn't love a freebie? We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. And now back to today's episode.
Hey, this is Alexis Haynes. Join me every Monday for a new episode of my podcast, Recovering from Reality. Whether you're on the road to recovery, seeking self-care techniques for surviving the capitalist machine, or just need a moment to remember that you're not alone in your loneliness, I'm here to deliver intimate conversations and expert insights to empower you on the road towards authentic wellness. So, are you ready to recover from reality?
And then you had another little target find, right?
Yeah. So before we move on, I do want to talk about a lower priced option in this category, because I love, you know, to be able to give a little high low. Yeah. And so I discovered the Kristen S. Hair Tools 3-in-1 Flat Iron. It's $80 US, 105 Canadian. It's available at Target in the US and well.ca in Canada. And Jill, you recommended that I call in these products because you've been following the celebrity stylist.
Well, Kristen S., she's a celebrity stylist. She's got great red hair herself, but she was like the first YouTube or first Instagram hair tutorial person, because she famously or infamously was Lauren Conrad's stylist. And then she created a blog with her, the beauty department, if people remember that. It's no longer, but they just had the best tutorials that you're like, boom, pinning this to Pinterest. Like, it's just like for the longest time, they were like the most pinned styles.
Yeah.
Very approachable. It's like what every girl wanted their hair to look like mm-hmm. at the time. And so she very smartly then said, okay, I know the trends. I know what's popping off online and on Instagram, and I'm going to bring this to the mass market.
Yeah, so smart. So she has hair tools. She also has styling products.
They're so good.
They're all really affordable, and they look and feel and perform like luxury.
Yeah.
I mean, this particular 3-in-1 flat iron, like it's black. It's in like a chic matte black box. It's got the gold, you know, embossed lettering on it. I mean, you feel like you're buying a GHD or a T3 or what have
totally.
You. And so this particular product, it does go up to 440 degree heat for the heat lovers in the house. It's got the titanium plates. Mm-hmm. So it's corrosion proof against styling products. It's got 1-inch floating plates like we just talked about. That's going to give you smoother styling without the snags or the creasing, which is very important. It's got that 9-foot cord, so it's extra long, so it's good for professionals as well. Mm-hmm. It's also got an auto shut off feature, which mm-hmm. we're starting to see more and more of. So if it hasn't been used in 30 minutes, it's going to turn off on its own.
Thank God.
How many times have we been like mm-hmm. almost at the club, you're in the Uber or whatever, and you're just like, oh my God, is my house burning down? So that's great. And it also has one of those travel caps, so you can do your hair, put it back on, stick it in your suitcase. Now, this particular product, I had my hairstylist try out for me. I just needed like someone else to weigh in on all these products. So I have to give a shout out to Stacey Staley at Blonde Salon in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And she generally doesn't like creating waves with a flat iron. She usually uses a curling iron on me. She says that the flat iron, she actually finds that the bends for her when she does them are too perfectly coiled.
Okay.
She really liked that this particular product made for subtler waves. And it actually, you can do 4 different styles with it. You can straighten, you can curl, you can do flat iron waves and an S wave. So much like those other multi-use ones. Mm-hmm. She said that it heated up really fast. She liked the beveled edge design. So there weren't any kinks.
Totally.
So important. And also another thing I never would have noticed, she said that she noticed that there was no off-gassing on the first use, which you think about hairstylists, there's so many like chemicals flying their way, you know, whether it's hairspray or hair color or all of these hair tools and products that they're unboxing. So I thought that was cool as well.
Yeah.
What she really noticed about the product though is just the performance with the price. Mm-hmm. And she said herself, you know what? Next time I'm in the US, I'm going to Target and I'm going to pick one of these up because it performs like the big boys for half the price.
Yeah. And I think I just really appreciate, and I think it's so smart that she's an actual hairstylist. So she's not going to put her name on something that's not going to perform.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
If I had built up a brand on these like very achievable styles and stuff, like I just think I really trust what her brand is doing and what she's all about.
Yeah.
And they sent me the 2-inch huge barrel Kristen S. Curling iron, which I'll just quickly shout out right now. But if my hair is a little bit longer, I would be absolutely using that. And I think that's an example of a trend that you see on Instagram, that soft, giant S bend.
Right.
If my hair was a little bit longer, I'd be doing that every single day.
Yeah. Well, I think, and you see some of those touches come through where she has that background of service and education. Like in the box, there's a little tip sheet.
Yeah.
So for 3 different looks, like here are a few tips, ladies. Mm-hmm. And based on your, whether you have fine hair or medium or curly or thick, what types of products to use to prep. So that's really smart. And I really liked that about this brand.
We'll get Kristen on the show one day.
Yeah.
One day soon. So those are all fantastic flat irons. Now we're going to move on to talking about the trend of these hot air brushes, for lack of a better category term. I describe it like if your round brush and your blow dryer had a baby, that is what these are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the one that's gone viral, the ultimate viral hit for the last several years is the Revlon Salon One-Step Hair Dryer and Volumizer. Mm-hmm. $58, $65 Canadian. You guys have seen it all over Amazon, all over Instagram. It is a black and fuchsia. They also have a teal version as well. And so this has a cool low and high, three settings. And let me tell you, it really delivers the volume. It delivers that polished look, and it is a no-brainer. People who are going to be obsessed with this are people with fine hair. Look, my hair, I've definitely used this, you guys. I'm picking my hair off of it right now as I'm touching it. But anybody who uses this will immediately notice the heat that comes out of it. It's like a one pass, dries your hair, gives you the polished ends, gives you tons of lift at the root. My only thing and my only consideration with it is someone with thicker hair and a bit of a longer hairstyle, I still rough dry with my Dyson Supersonic before I use this tool. To me, this is a finishing tool because I could use this all day and all night and I'd still have a little dampness at the root or at the back of my head, and right. I just can't handle that.
Yeah.
So this I find, and it also gets quite hot.
Right.
So I did try to use this several times from start to finish, and I started to smell my hair.
Ooh, yeah. Not a good sign.
Yeah, so it's got the plastic and the nylon bristles.
Right.
And so that is what sort of delivers that polish and the volumizing and the drying all in one step. And it's vented. Think of it like a brush that has heat coming out of it from a 360.
Yeah, and it's quite large.
Yes.
You know, I would say it's probably 3.5 inches wide by 3 inches deep or 2.5 inches deep. Mm-hmm. So this is like, you got to picture this big round brush kind of a thing. Yeah. It's a big barrel. But this thing has gone viral. Like this came out, 3 years ago?
Yeah, at least 3 or 4. Yeah.
Yeah. And people absolutely love this product, which is why everyone kind of went nuts when Drybar came out with a very similar product at the end of November. It's called Drybar, the Double Shot Blow Dryer Brush. It's $150 US and $198 Canadian. So significantly more expensive. It's available at Sephora, and it's the one that I've been testing.
Yeah, 3 heat settings as well, this one.
It's got 3 heat settings. It looks very, very similar to the Revlon, okay? And one thing that we should mention, Jill, you were telling me that Helen of Troy is the parent company to both of these products, right?
Yes. So Helen of Troy, they've recently acquired the rights to the Drybar name and tools and like the Buttercup dryer and all of that. And they also are the parent company of Revlon Pro hair tools.
Right. So likely they're being made in the same factory in China. Let's be real.
I would say so.
I'm going to start off by just telling you my experience with the Double Shot, the Drybar product, because I had never used the Revlon. Mm-hmm. I will, and I'll give you guys an update over Instagram, but I'm just going to give you first impressions on the Double Shot. So again, I had never used this type of round brush and hair dryer in one. I have chin length hair. It is fine, but there's a lot of it. I also do a lot of color processing. I go in once every 4 to 5 weeks because I'm about 60% gray. I'm not that old, but I had my first gray hair when I was 19. Mm-hmm. I still remember my friend plucking it out. So this was my first time using it. And I mean, it's almost as large as the Revlon.
Yes.
It's slightly smaller in diameter. It's about, I would say, 3/4 of an inch smaller in diameter. And so it's quite large. And I did section my hair. So I took away the top and I did the bottom first, and then I did the top. And I just used it like a round brush. Of course, all the hot air is stemming from the middle.
Yeah.
And I honestly was shocked.
Shooketh.
I was shooketh. And impressed, because I really thought, like you, what you said, that I was going to have to go over the same hair, the same section several times to have it be dry, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I was just turning it like a round brush, and it was done. And I moved on to the next section. Yeah. So it was incredibly fast for me to dry my entire head. I was also super impressed with the volume I got, especially at the root.
Without question.
And then I was also impressed by that round brush effect. Mm-hmm. I kind of at the end had that bit of a like Kim Kardashian mom bob that was happening last summer. It was a round brush look that I do like, but I've never really been able to do it at home by myself.
Yeah.
Like I like it when I go to the salon and I get it. But at home, when I have to mess with the hairdryer and the brush, I might be able to do the left side. My right side, it's hopeless. It looks like a completely different look, right?
Of course, yeah.
So I loved that this was a two-in-one. You know, I'm lazy slash busy. This really brought it together for me. It was fast. I can't believe I was sleeping on this innovation and I will continue to use it. So boom, that's my recommendation. That's my review of the double shot blow dryer.
Yeah. And it does get quite hot. It's good that you can move fast and it dries fast because I do think the heat on this is next level.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, one thing that I would say is that remember when you're using a hair dryer and you're using a round brush, the hair dryer is like 5 inches away from your head. Mm-hmm. So when you're using this product, your hair is tight right against that dryer. So you're getting direct contact with your strands and it's getting really close to your scalp. So now more than ever, you have to use a heat protective product. Absolutely. So I was using the Drunk Elephant by Chris McMillan Wild Marula Tangle Spray. It's not quite out yet, coming out April 2nd or 6th?
April 3rd or 4th.
Okay, somewhere in there. I still have just the little lab sample that I'm using, but it's a tangle spray and a heat protector in one. Absolutely recommend you use something like that. That's really important. The other thing is, when it's sitting on your head, be careful around your ears. Mm-hmm. It's sitting very, very close to it.
Yeah.
So let's do some comparison with the Revlon. Even though I have not tried them both, I do have some observations just off the hop. So we already talked about the fact that the dry bar double shot is slightly smaller. Mm-hmm. So when you have a smaller barrel, remember that's going to give you more of a formed kind of a wave. So what I would say is you're going to get more of that round brush effect on the ends than the broader Revlon.
Yes.
Slightly, but still.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person who doesn't really like that rounded underlook, especially if you have shorter hair, then probably the Revlon's going to be better. Now, again, because I have shorter hair, I feel like the smaller barrel is better for me. The Revlon might be a bit big.
Yeah.
The other thing, I have read some reviews online and I've watched some videos and people are saying that the Revlon is hotter. Mm-hmm. In actuality, they're actually very similar in wattage. Yeah. The Revlon is 1100 watts and the dry bar is 1140. So they're very, very close. The difference is actually in the slats, in the vents.
Yeah.
The Revlon is, it's broader vents and there's more of them. So there's more hot air coming through.
Right.
If you look at the dry bar, I'm surprised nobody really commented on this that I heard, but the dry bar, it's thinner slats. So there's not as much
that are vertical.
That are vertical. Mm-hmm. And there, so there's not as much heat that's just coming at you.
Right.
And I did hold them both right on my head to, I kind of played chicken to see which one had to go first.
Yeah.
And the Revlon had to come off first.
Yeah, it's hot. Without question.
So again, if you're looking at the long-term health of your hair, if you can do without that excessive heat, the dry bar is probably going to be better for that. Mm. However, I've watched some of the videos online and mostly from what I can tell, people are still preferring the Revlon just in terms of smoothness and sleekness and less frizz.
Yeah. And yeah, it'll just give you that crazy volume at the roots, shiny, bouncy hair, frizz free. It's just like, if you can handle the heat, this is the one for you. If you have thin hair and you're just craving volume at the root, just get the Revlon. It'll be dry.
The other one's giving you that. It's giving you huge volume at the root as well. But if you like that sleeker, longer look, as opposed to the rounded ends, the Revlon is going to be better for that. And with the higher heat, you're going to get that immediate smoothness. Mm-hmm. It's just over time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there you have it, guys.
Yeah. And just to confirm, this launched in 2016 and it just really has
the Revlon one.
Yeah. So it's, I think it really just reignited this whole category and we're going to continue to see more, but there you have our comparison.
And then of course there's the Instagrammable factor we didn't mention. The if you want your bathroom or your vanity to be 100% Instagrammable.
Yes.
You know, the dry bar is extremely cute.
Yeah.
It's that buttercup yellow that they've, you know, completely branded. You can listen to our dry bar episode with founder Allie Webb back in our archives.
Yay.
Oh my God.
So we're going to move on now. We're going to talk about hair dryers.
All right.
And if there is one hair tool that I cannot live without, it's a hair dryer, like a proper one, because mm-hmm. I have thick hair. I am that person. There's just no air drying in my world. Mm-hmm. Like maybe if I'm living on a beach in Tulum, okay. But I am the type of person, if I went to bed with wet hair, I'd wake up and it's still wet.
Right.
Or if I have a bun and put my hair up in the bun, like in a summer day, and I take it down at the end of the day, it's still wet.
Thick.
You have so thick hair. It's a hair dryer. It's got to be fast and okay. it's got to just get the job done. Like, I don't want to waste too much time on it.
Well, so, what's the buzz?
Well, the one that I typically use is the Dyson Supersonic, and I have been for years since it came out. One that's on my radar right now that was a really pleasant surprise, and I was kind of shocked how much I liked it, was the Moroccan Oil Power Performance Ionic Hair Dryer, $300 US, $340 Canadian, and it's available at Sephora. It just launched this month. So I'm going to take it out of the box right now. And you can see it's this bright, beautiful teal color, like Moroccan Oil brand. And they have had hair dryers in the past, but this one is a brand new iteration.
Honestly, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous hair dryer. Like yes. that teal blue or green or whatever it is so hot.
It's so stunning. And it's actually almost like coated in like a rubbery texture. So yeah. It's not going to slip out of your hand.
It's matte. And even all the buttons are the tone on tone teal. So it's like very, very chic.
And it comes with a diffuser and it comes with a nozzle attachment. And there are two speeds and three different heat settings plus a cool shot button. So mm-hmm. what I'm going to tell you about this, what I really liked about it is basically when you look at it, the nozzle where the actual mm-hmm. airflow is coming out, it looks so small. I was like, oh God, this is going to take an eternity.
Yeah, it's much. I'm trying to think of how to compare it.
It's like the size of our pop socket. It's the exact size yeah. of our pop socket. I'm holding it
okay,
up right now.
Okay, there you go.
So I was like, oh, this is going to take forever. Literally in my bathroom this morning, that's what I thought.
The overall yeah. size of it looks like it's halfway between a travel hair dryer and a regular size.
That's
like
true.
It's petite.
That is true. So I was like, I'm going to give this a go. So anyway, okay. I turned it on and I was like, literally blown away with how much airflow was coming out of the nozzle. Uh-huh. This is like nothing I've ever experienced before. Mm. And I've tried like pretty much every hair dryer out there. And so I just started blow drying my hair and I was like, I'm going to leave the nozzle off to see what happens. Figuring I was going to have a tangled mess mm-hmm. in my hair. And I didn't. It was just rapidly drying my hair and it was moving it around, but it wasn't tangled. Like it wasn't leaving it as a tangled mess, which does happen if I don't put the smoothing nozzle on like the Dyson, for instance.
Right.
So I was just instantly like, oh my God, this is going so fast. This is the best thing ever. And then I grabbed the nozzle and I put it on and the concentrator just like helped give that smoothness. And like today, this is all I did was just wash and wear.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
super straight.
Straighten it. And so I feel like it's ionic technology, which a lot of dryers have, but I feel like this really delivered on it. My hair is shiny. It looks really healthy. It didn't get too hot. It also has this like nano silver grill, which I guess helps to keep the heat really even and consistent. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this just really kind of literally blew me away. So it is pricey, mm-hmm. but I liked the size and I like that it's a really smartly designed dryer that got the job done really, really well. And it's still half the price of the Dyson.
Yeah. Well, it's cute. So let's talk about some gimmicks.
Potential gimmicks.
Let's talk about some of these like fun outlying products that you're just like, what is that? Does that work?
These are the things like you scroll by on Instagram and you think, oh, should I buy that or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, or on QVC.
Totally.
So I've been testing out the Amika High Tide Deep Waver. It's $120 US and $165 Canadian. Mm-hmm. You can find it at Sephora. And it supposedly was meant to be a limited edition, but it's still at Sephora a year later. So people must be really liking it.
Cool.
Basically what it is it's one of those three prong curling irons. Mm-hmm. So it's got the base and then three different rods sticking out the top. In this particular model, it's 0.7 inches is the size of the barrel. So it's pretty tight. It's going to give you really formed uniform waves.
Yeah.
That's what this sort of style of curling iron is all about. And
I'm kind of liking it to like a waffle iron.
Yeah.
Of the hair world.
It's so true. Or like back in the day when you had to create kinky hair, mm-hmm. what did they call those?
A crimping iron.
Crimping iron, like yeah. In a way. It's a broader sort of a crimping iron. And so this one is said to leave no marks, and it has negative ion technology that seals the cuticle to smooth the hair. This weaver also has adjustable temperatures from 120 to 390. So it does get up quite high. I used it on myself at 360 degrees. And what I noticed is that my hair really took the curl, even though I didn't use any hairstyling products first or afterwards. And it's kind of, it's a bit of a learning curve to use it because it's like 4 inches across.
Yeah.
And I don't have a ton of hair, right?
Yes, because your hair is like shoulder length now.
Yeah, it's more like chin length even. Yeah. So I was able to do my hair really quickly. I actually don't even think I sectioned it. I think I just got in there. So you start at the root and you're going to use... like press it down again, just like a waffle maker. You just like close it. And then you want to move down to the next section. You want to try to figure out where that last wave ended and where the next one is going
to
line it up where it begins. If you want to have more of a uniform look, which I do, one sort of trick that you can do if you're having a hard time figuring out where it stopped and should start again is you can flip and reverse the waver so that you're looking at the rods instead of the top of the barrel, the clamp, if that makes sense. That will help you just visually be able to see better. You can grab smaller chunks if you want to have like a tighter, more formed look to it.
This is definitely like that mermaid look you see on Instagram.
Absolutely. And I mean, it kind of bothered me, I guess, in a way when I went to their website and, you know, retailers online because it kept saying to get beachy waves. And in my mind, maybe it's just me, but I don't picture mermaid waves and beach waves are two different things.
Yeah.
Like to me, beach waves is like go and use that 2-inch like barrel curling iron. You get that soft bend. Then you use like a salt spray or something that's going to give it texture, shake it up. That's a beach wave to me.
Yeah.
But this is really, you have to think of those horizontal waves that are all lining up the same way. That's like a mermaid wave.
Like a ripple.
It's a ripple. It's really like a ripple and ripply waves going all across. And then the final result. So this is what I would say. When I first took it out, first of all, you have to manage your expectations. Because if you hear beachy wave, this is why, back to my point, why it bothered me to hear beachy waves. Because if you're going in picturing the beachy waves that I just like, the Giselle waves, this is not giving you that.
Right.
Forget that. And you really almost immediately, you're like, oh my God, you think about that crimped look. It kind of almost gives you that a little bit.
Yeah.
And so here's what I'll say. I liked the look before I shook it out better than when I shook it out. Because when you leave it, it's really formed. And I think that's kind of pretty and different. And I also love this look for like a glamorous night out. You know, if you're going to one of these gala charity events or whatnot, you know, and I love seeing it on the red carpet where you've got those formed like S waves on one side. And then you can just put the rest back in a low ponytail and you've got this look and it's really quickly done and you haven't had to go to the salon. But if you shake it up and you start flipping your hair over, it's a completely different look. All of a sudden, it just reminds me of like those 80s perms, you know, when your mom or your mom's friend would put in the rods and they'd all be facing one way.
Yeah.
That's kind of the look you'd get. Having said that, 80s are back again.
Yeah.
Just look at Saint Laurent on the runway, get those puff sleeves going, the over-the-knee boots. Yeah. I mean, anything goes,
and I feel like, I do feel like every brand is coming out with one of these. I think there was like maybe two initially. It's cute. Well, I have one product that's kind of, it just wasn't my favorite. And I'm going to talk about it now because I do feel like it's a trend. And it's, this one is the Conair Unbound Auto Curler Collection. And so a few years ago, Conair and a few other brands like Babyliss came out with these where you would section off your hair, you would stick it into a chamber of a curling iron, you'd hit a button and it goes like you would suck your hair in and then you would wait 3 to 5 seconds and then you would hear a beep and it's like bing, curl is done, and you would release it and you'd get this curl.
Mm-hmm. It's just like microwave popcorn.
Yeah, literally just like very uniform, very, you couldn't control it where the end would be a bit straighter, which is like kind of like how I would like to wear my hair.
More like Shirley Temple.
Yeah, it was just very uniform. And it's good in a certain way because you can do your hair fast and there's not a lot of like, you know, it just does all the work for you, but it doesn't give you a lot of versatility with styling and with looks. So this is kind of that same idea, except it's cordless. It's also from Conair, and they have this whole unbound collection. Again, huge trend, having these styling tools that are not tethered to a cord and you can charge them on USB. So I just wanted to shout that out, that I just didn't have a great experience. Number one, I don't love the idea of my hair being sucked into a like a chamber.
Well, yeah, because if it's frying in there, you can't see it. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. And I also just found like, I think they have some controls set into place with this type of device because people are scared of getting their hair caught in there. Mm-hmm. And I also just think it can't get as hot. Mm-hmm. So it's like a handheld like
box
basically, and your hair goes in. It has the same, you can set the temperature. It has that same release function. And I just felt like my hair, it just didn't get hot enough. And my hair, I just did not like the result. I didn't like the curl, but yeah.
And
you know.
My question is why?
Yeah, it's true.
Let's end it off with our last category, yes, which is just good old curling iron.
Yeah.
So what's the curling iron that you kind of lean on day in and day out?
Well, the one that I love is from T3. And the set that I have is the World Trio Interchangeable Styling Wand Set. Mm-hmm. It's like 390 Canadian. It's around 300 US. But the benefit is like it's got one base and three different barrels.
Yeah, because that's expensive. So
it is. And you can just buy one of the barrels. You mm-hmm. can buy the base and then whatever barrel that you like. But right. This is just, I like the versatility of having three different ones. And this comes with a wand mm-hmm. that's tapered so you can get those really beachy waves. It comes with a straight barrel that's 1 inch that gives you sort of undone waves. And then it has a 1.5, a larger barrel for looser curls or looser styles.
I feel like this product is so you because mm-hmm. I know you like to really minimize waste.
Yeah.
So I feel like the fact that you can use like three different rods with one base, this is just like so up your alley.
Yeah.
And also tiny bathrooms, perfect for tiny bathrooms,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And I love that the barrel, it heats up to five. There's five different heat settings. So depending on the style I want, I can increase the heat or not. It's also single pass technology, AKA you curl one piece one time, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I can do my hair with this particular tool. I'll do my whole entire head. I'll leave it for 20 minutes. I'll brush it out with my Mason Pearson brush. And I swear to God, I usually will not have to curl it again. Like that'll last for days on end.
Yeah.
So that is so worth it to me. Like I don't want to be putting a ton of high heat on my hair. So if I'm going to do it, I want to do it once and make it look good.
I feel like this is one of those products that I just see you with all the time when we travel together.
Yeah.
I know you're using it on the road and like I've said many times, I feel mm-hmm. like your second backup career, if you ever needed one, would be as a hairstylist because you can actually make your hair look the way that mine looks when a professional does it.
Well,
you can do it yourself. And I always know you're using these T3 tools to get the look for sure.
It is. It does come down to the tool. It mm-hmm. really, really does. And that's why I think like some investing in something like this, I'd rather spend money on something that delivers high heat and I go over the piece one time rather than messing around with something that's like a third or a quarter of the price and I keep having to do it.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I just mm-hmm. want to not only for efficiency sake, but also just the health of my hair.
Yeah.
And I recommend all of their curling irons and a lot of their hot tools, but they often will come out with different colorways. And so if you're trying to save a little money, they often have them at like Nordstrom Rack for like a really good buy.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what we're loving. That's what we use. We want to know from you guys if you've tried any of these things, if we've piqued your interest on any of these hot tools, or if we've missed one that's your ride or die, right?
Yeah, especially those gimmicky ones that actually work. I'm so curious about that.
I know.
So drop us a line in our Facebook chat room mm-hmm. or drop us a line in our DMs.
Yeah, or you can call us and leave us a voicemail at any time. That's 1-844-227-0302. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. You like that cherry bomb, you like that cherry bomb.